Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopichana Balaba Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopichana Balaba Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopichana Balaba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Vrachanada Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrachanada Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrachanada Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopichana Balaba Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopichana Balaba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Vrachanada Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrachanada Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radhe. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Sayın Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivikasthanata Sutra Sakta Isi Bhaktirante Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sayın Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivikasthanata Sutra Sakta Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai His Holiness Bhakti Tita Swami Vyasa Pucha Mahotsava Ki Jai Prantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Jigurang, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 10, entitled Maharaj Rahugana meets Jayabharat. Text number 13. Unmatta Matta Jadavat Sva Samstam Unmatta Matta Jadavat Sva Samstam Gatasya Me Vira Chikichitena Gatasya Me Vira Chikichitena Artaha, Kiyan, Bhavata, Shikshitena. Artaha, Kiyan, Bhavata, Shikshitena. Stapta, Pramatasya, Cha, Pishtapesha. Stapta, Pramatasya, Cha, Pishtapesha. Unmatta matta chadavat sva samstam Katasya me vira chikshititena Artaha kiyan bhavata shikshishtena Stapta pramatasya cha pishnapesha Unmata mata chadvatsva samstam. Vatasya me virachikshi chittena. Artaha kiyan bhavata shikshitena. Sapta pramatasya cha pishtapishaha. Unmata mata chadavatsva samstam. Katasya me virachikshitena. Artaha kiyan bhavata shikshitena. Stapta prematasya cha pishtapisha. Unmata mata chadavatsva samstam. Katasya ma virachikichina. Artakyan bhavata shikshitena. Tapta prematasya cha pishtapisha. Unmata mata chadavatsva samstam. Katasya me virachikichitena. Tam yan bhavata shikshitena. Stapta pramatasya cha pishtapisha. Ladies. Unmata mata chadavatsva samstam. Atasya me virachikshi chittena. Artakyan bhavata shikshitena. Stapta pramatasya cha pishtapisha. Anybody else? Word by word. Unmata. Madness. Mata, a drunkard. Jadavat, like a dunce. Sva samstam, situation in my original constitutional position. Katasya, of one who has obtained. Me, of me. Vira, O king. Kshikshitena, by your chastisement. Artaha, the meaning or purpose. Kiyan, what. Bhavata, by you. Shikshitena, by being instructed. Stabda, dal. Brahmatasya, of a crazy man. Cha, also. Pishta pisha, like grinding flour. Translation at Birdport by Hasti Ben Grace A.C. Bhaktiranta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear king, you have said, you rascal, you dull, crazy fellow, I am going to chastise you, and then you will come to your senses. In this regard, let me say that also I live like a dull, deaf, and dumb man. I am actually a self-realized person. What will you gain by punishing me? If your calculation is true and I am a madman, then your punishment will be like beating a dead horse. There will be no effect. When a madman is punished, he is not cured of his madness. Please repeat. My dear king, you have said, you rascal, you dull, crazy fellow. I am going to chastise you, and then you will come to your senses. In this regard, let me say that also I live like a dull, deaf, and dumb man. I am actually a self-realized person. What will you gain by punishing me? If your calculation is true and I'm a madman, then your punishment will be like beating a dead horse. There will be no effect. When a madman is punished, he is not cured of his madness. Purport. Everyone in this material world is working like a madman under certain impressions falsely acquired in the material condition. For example, a thief who knows that stealing is not good and who knows that it is followed with punishment by a king or by God, who has seen that thieves are arrested and punished by the police, nonetheless steals again and again. He is obsessed with the idea that by stealing he will be happy. This is a sign of madness. Despite repeated punishment, the thief cannot give up his stealing habit. Therefore, the punishment is useless. The first ones again. Unmata mata chadvat svastam stam katasya mevira chikshikchitena artaha kiyan bhavata chikshikchitena stapta brahmatasya chapista peshaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadata Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As you have heard yesterday from Ananda Rupa Prabhu, I would like to speak today mainly on the ISKCON Leadership Sangha, which had just been organized in Srimda Mayapur from February 10th to February 17th. It was a real convention. You can see we get a lot of gifts. And actually it was not something just started this year. It was the result of 6 years of hard work of many devotees, because it started in 2006. In 2006, the GBC body, the GBC members, they decided that they actually have to bring the house of Srila Prabhupada in order before they leave the body. And this came every year more and more urgent. And when we could see the mood now in Mayapur of many Prabhupada disciples or of the GBC body, it was to, it's our final time. You will know that most of the GBC members are between 60 and 70. And they all are thinking that their time is very limited where they can do the final service for Srila Prabhupada. So their main emphasis is that they can bring the house in order. I will come back to that. But in 2006 they decided, okay, we have to do something for ISKCON. We have to come up to another level and come back somehow to a successful ministry spiritual movement. And they decided to start a strategic planning, which is called the GBC strategic planning. And initially they had defined 6 committees based on their view what had been most urgent. Among them had been devotee care, succession, double lines of authority. It means that in ISKCON we have always 2 lines. One is the guru-disciple line and the other one is the authority line if somebody lives in a temple. And there are always some frictions between these lines, so this was another topic. Then of course outreach, how we can come back all over the world into this missionary spirit. And a number of other ones, let me just see that I can give you all of them. Srila Prabhupada's position, which was a very important topic, and I will speak later on that. And constitution, because Srila Prabhupada said in the past also that ISKCON should have a constitution, like a country has a constitution, and there had been 4 attempts in the past, it was never successful, so they put this on this list. And since then, the GBC has been meeting twice a year, once in February for the annual general meeting, and they spent normally 4 days on strategic planning there. And they had a special meeting in October, which normally was about 4 or 5 days for strategic planning and some other issues, of course, the GBC has always to deal with. And they invited a number of devotees to join them and to help them. Yadananda Maharaj and myself, we have been the first one outside of the GBC group. We first joined in 2007 in the GPC meeting in New Vrindavan, and then suddenly they, or from year to year, they invited many more devotees to come. At the end, about 75 to 80 devotees, in addition to the GPC body, had been involved. And it expanding in a big way, starting from the 6 groups at the end, or for the moment they have 18 different groups on different subjects. Whatever came up which was important for the future, they have built a new committee, like finances, how do we finance finally the GBC's projects and the GBC normal day-to-day work, as an example. But many others, from Varanashram to temple organization, from how to spread Srila Prabhupada's glories, in addition to what I said, Srila Prabhupada's position, and so on. And when the devotees or the GBC members with the strategic planning team invited now the devotees, so they had to present 6 years of work, and therefore it was so surprising for many leaders when they came in. They did not hear much before what all has been done, and it was a sort of delivering of all this work, which is finished, half finished, or on process, and to give feedback to the committees and to the GBC members. So the main goal was, of course, to build a unity among all the leaders. You may know that Srila Prabhupada in the past had asked actually that not only the GBC members would come to Mayapur, also the temple presidents. And this had been done for a number of years, but somehow it disappeared, and for many years this was not happening. So it was a sort of also reinstating or following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And the GBC body, or the GBC members, had invited about 600 leaders all over the world. These are temple presidents and some other devotees engaged in the organization, top business book distributors and others. And they expected that about 250 would follow the invitation. But actually at the end, they have been between 350 and 400. They have given different numbers, so it was not really clear. Between 350 and 400. And everybody was, of course, pleased that so many leaders came. And therefore also it was, first of all, a big sangha, because you could see their devotees from all over the world. You may have seen not for many years, and it was a big reunion. And this was creating a big bondage. As Ananda Rupa said yesterday, as soon as we meet in front of Srila Prabhupada or under the guru directions, then we are connected to the parampara. This gives us peace and creates a sort of atmosphere that we are all one. And one in a positive meaning, not in the meaning of the Mayavadis, of course. Please let me correct that. And second topic, of course, was to inform all the devotees about the work which has been done in the past, to invite others to join, to get feedback. Next topic was to emphasize the direction GBC wants to take for the future of ISKCON, and to define goals and values for all the devotees and spread them through these leaders to the devotees worldwide. And of course, next one was a big spiritual experience. It started there that every morning we had a special lecture from senior Vaishnavas on leadership topics at the beginning, and later on different other topics related to leadership, which was very wonderful. As an example, Radhanath Swami has given a lecture on cooperation. So his main topic was the bundle of sticks and actually how strong we are when we are together. By the way, if you go to Dandavats, you can find all these lectures actually written there, summarized, or in total. And if you go to Mayapur TV, you can find actually the audio of all these lectures. So there are a number of very nice presentations different devotees have given. And it was also nice how different senior leaders have emphasized leadership from a different angle. So you can see the different personalities, which is so nice to see the diversity within ISKCON, but at the same time the unity to focus on Srila Prabhupada's mission and to serve him. And last but not least, an important topic which maybe not been so defined well ahead, but it was clear that a main topic was following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And then we get the mercy from the parampara. Ananta Rupa has said this yesterday, But this somehow came out of the blue, and it was such an important topic to understand all the leaders. And therefore I have brought you this little bag to show you the logo of the GBC planning, GBC strategic planning. And I find it is so powerful. Huh? What would you say if you see this logo? Fancy, okay. But I think it's clear, you know, Srila Prabhupada walks ahead, it's just our duty to follow. Eh? I think it's so nicely presented there, with such a strong, you see Srila Prabhupada in his, of course, transcendental mood and in his transcendental situation at ease, eh? And it's just a request, follow me, you know. Eh? I know it all, you know, I know past, future, present, I have given you instructions for everything. Please read my books and please follow me. So I think that's it was a very good choice to have this logo, which is a very strong message. Yeah? The meetings itself started actually, of course, with a morning program. As you all know, in Mayapur, we have always a very strong morning program. The temple, of course, was full on both sides, on the Panchatattva hall, in the Panchatattva hall or Shri Radha Madhava site. And it started then with the lecture in the morning, especially for the leaders. And normally we had afterwards a 1 hour general session. They had built a sort of small village next to Vamsi Bhavan, who, if you know where is this, it's a little between the temple and the Gurukula, the new Gurukula. And during this normal 1 hour in the morning, different committees have given in 10 minutes a short wrap-up of their work in the past, where they are at and what are the next steps. And all these committees had afterwards sessions for maybe 60 to 75 minutes, where they have given much deeper information. And also, of course, there we had different addresses from Vita Chaitanya Prabhu at the beginning as the chairman of the GBC this year. Means until the end of these GBC meetings, but then from different other leaders. And the main motto of the meeting was actually more devotees, happier devotees. So then in the morning, two or three senior leaders would come, GBC members, and speak about more devotees, give a two minutes talk on more devotees, and then three others would come and give a talk on happier devotees. And again there, it was nice to see the emphasis from different devotees in different directions. But it created such a deep understanding of the message. More devotees, happier devotees, you know. And they, of course, made us do this repeat many times, that is just sinking into our consciousness. This is our goal. We had heard yesterday from Ananta Rupa or at an evening invitation that there was a big discussion in one of the groups, if it should say happier devotees, more devotees. Yeah? But I think the message is the same. You know, we want to see the devotees happy, and we want to actually have more devotees. We won't go back to the expansion, to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement as he is expecting it from us. And then from then on, from the meeting, I will just show you one page. We had normally 3 to 4 sessions a day. Normally 6 presentations in parallel, and everybody could choose actually the different topics he was interested in and follow in different rooms these presentations. And the presentations had been presented 45 in numbers on a paper where everybody could write a little bit about the content of the different topics, and devotees could read through and then based on that make priorities. Huh? Yadananda Maharaj, just an example, has given 2 presentations. One was on adult education, the other one was on the exam board. There have been a number of presentations on BBT, book distribution, monthly Sankirtan festival, responsible publishing, then on communications, different topics given by Anutama on different other communications, or devotees engaged in communication. Then about constitution, as I said, Chesha Prabhu, devotee care, a big number of topics on devotee care, from caring Vaishnava leadership to dare to care, continuing Srila Prabhupada's legacy, Other topics, global finances, I already said how to finance the GBC's projects. Zonal configuration. We may have heard from, I'm not sure, Yadunanda Maharaj. He has given a short resume on Tuesday on his class, but as he had a topical class, he could not really expand. Therefore, I'm taking the chance now to give you a little more information. And then about strategic planning in general, outreach, big number of the seminars on outreach, how to actually, again, gain new devotees. And three presentations on Srila Prabhupada's position. One by Ravindra Swarup, I will come back to that. One by Sureshwara Das and one by Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And then succession. I have given three presentations on succession. Temple development, administration. By Gauranga Prabhu from Chopati, he has presented us a number of very nice tools. And conflict resolution, deity worship. So you can see it was a vast number of topics. And everybody could, in fact, find something which was interesting from him. It is planned that all these, normally we had slideshows, these slideshows will be distributed in the future, so it should be available for all devotees if they want to go deeper in different topics. Yeah? In addition to this normal motto of what I said, you know, more devotees, happier devotees, in the second part, another topic came up, and actually, it was about a professional organization. Srila Prabhupada was so professional in whatever he did. And you may remember when, just before, some days before Srila Prabhupada left this planet, he called the middle of the night Giriraj Swami, and he asked him, how can this movement be successful in the future? And Giriraj Swami said, yeah, if he chants 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. And Srila Prabhupada was silent for a moment, but then he said, organization and intelligence. Means organization and intelligence. So it means that, of course, we have to follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, chanting our rounds and following the 4X, but it's not enough. We need organization and intelligence. And this was the basic message again from Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, by the way, who is the leader of all the strategic planning. He's a senior Prabhupada disciple. He was temple president in Los Angeles. He was later on, or still, a very successful businessman. He has a lot of experience in strategic planning and in facilitating big groups. So he was leading these strategic planning team since years, and he was also the facilitator of the whole meetings there. So he was emphasizing strongly that actually our duty for Srila Prabhupada is also that ISKCON is becoming a professional organization. We all know that it's very difficult to organize, to lead, to focus devotees. It's much easier in the outside world, I can say it from my personal experience. But nevertheless, we have to strive for the best and try to improve on many levels. And I will talk a little bit about different tools which have been presented afterwards. So this was another message there. And the third one, which seems to me also very important, was that, you know, due course of time, many devotees have been so frustrated about the GBC. They all actually had high esteem for the individual devotee sitting on the GBC body, but somehow they did not feel at ease by the way the GBC body was actually leading the movement. And of course this has different reasons, mainly the topic that and the local and regional leaders had not been up to standard. So whatever problem in the whole world arises, it just ends on the table of the GBC. And so they have been handling mainly problems and challenges instead of having time to think forward and to actually lead our movement into another future. And they try to solve this over the time, but I still hear how many hours Leader Chaitanya Prabhu was engaged in his chair of the GBC Executive Committee over the years. and I heard it also from others, that it's still a big topic that practically constantly problems are topping up, you know. And this is of course important for all the leaders to understand that we have to Shishirada Gopinath Ki Jai, that we have on a local level, on a yatra level, come up to our responsibilities and deal with these problems, most of them locally. There are of course challenges which are related to the movement worldwide, but there are many topics which could be solved on a local level, and it is our duty to help actually the GBC body. But the message behind was our duty is to support the GBC and not to criticize. And you all know there are a number of websites. If you just open the page, it seems to me that we already offend a number of Vaishnavas. It's still the mood of many ISKCON members, unfortunately, to just criticize. So we should try to turn this around, and I would like to motivate you, whenever you hear something like this, try to turn this right away around. Don't hear what is the criticism, just say, you know, they are Srila Prabhupada's leaders. They are following what Srila Prabhupada has instructed. He has set up the GBC, and they are trying their best to lead our movement. And our responsibility is not to criticize them. Our responsibility is to see how can we support them in their, actually in their service, so that we all can be more successful. This has been more little bit my general information on the ISKCON Leadership Sangha. I would like now to give you a little bit input on my personal experiences. You know, I'm normally very emotional and quickly motivated by something, so it will be highly influenced by my personal situation. One morning we had an exceptional emotional first hour. It happened like this, that a member of the British Parliament, who is not an ISKCON member but very favorable to ISKCON, he was visiting with Gauri Prabhu and Shruta Kirti from the manor, the deputy secretary of the foreign minister of Hungary. You know, we have these troubles in Hungary that they don't want to accept any additional religious movements, in addition, you know, Christianity and some other ones, as official religious movements, and they want to cut all this down, which would have a big impact on ISKCON and many other religious movements there. So on the way back in the car, Shruta Kirti and Gauri, they told this gentleman that they're going to Mayapur for meetings. Why is he not joining them for the weekend? And he said right away, yes. So then actually he was coming, and it was a nice little story. He said, but okay, it's all low-key. You know, I'm coming there, but it's low-key. So then when he was there on this in this assembly, they asked him to speak. And he started to say, you know, of course, welcoming and whatever, but he started to say, you know, I have to tell you that I'm not sure what is low-key and high-key for you. Because when I arrived at the airport, and they already came with a garland and prasad, you know, now I'm speaking here in the assembly of so many Vaishnavas, about 450 Vaishnavas. And of course they had garlanded him a morning in the temple again and mentioned him in the announcement. So he said, you know, I don't really understand what is low-key for you. But was the most wonderful message he has given to the leaders was at the end, his last two sentences. He has said, you out there are doing such a great service for this society. Please continue what you are doing. And please understand from my side, as not a member of your movement, what are you doing is most important for nowadays society. And this was so heart-touching for all the leaders that I could see a number of them crying. Because it was somebody from the outside world valuing what we are doing day in, day out. And it was such a big motivation. But it just continued. After him, Ambarish Prabhu was coming up and showing us actually a 30-minute video on the Temple of Enik Planetarium. By the way, it's also accessible on the internet. If you go to Dandavats, there is a link, you can see it. And what Ambarish said before he started the video was most important again for all the leaders. He said that we all know that Srila Prabhupada asked him to actually to finance a good part of the temple when Srila Prabhupada was still there, and just a discussion out of the blue. He had some visitors. Ambarish Prabhu was sitting in his room and he was talking to this man, gentleman, about it, the temple. And suddenly he looks, Srila Prabhupada looks at Ambarish and says, "And you will finance it." So then Ambarish said, of course, that Srila Prabhupada put a cornerstone there for the new temple when he was on earth. But still, when he was still with us, the leaders put on another side a cornerstone for the new temple. Not the site actually Srila Prabhupada had initially defined. And since 25 years, they had been trying so many times to start the construction of these temples, this temple, but it was just one failure after another. And it was some years ago, Ambarish was really getting anxious to move it forward, because he was also thinking, I don't have so many years left, so how can I fulfill Srila Prabhupada's instructions? And he was really meditating on the whole temple, and he was praying to Srila Prabhupada, please give me instructions, how do we go from here? And more or less what he sought to have received is, you know, go back to initial place, make it simple, fundable, and make it a project which is not too big for the whole movement. And he flew into to India. This was before the GBC meetings, went to see Radhanath Swami in Mumbai and ask him what he thinks about this approach, and Radhanath Swami was highly supporting him. He presented this idea to the GBC, and since then the temple project is just flowing, you know. And when we have been there in Mayapur, you could see every day the temple growing, because they are working 24 hours a day, and wherever you are, you could see the building, and Yadunanda Maharaj and myself, we lived on the top floor of the Gada building. We could just see over there how the workers, and there are most probably hundreds. I don't know the number, but there are so many on day and there are so many at night, so there are most probably hundreds of workers. How they work every day and constructed new pillars and new ceiling and whatever. So it was very nice to see. And the main message, of course, of Ambarish before he started the video was, if we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, we have the mercy of the parampara and everything is fine. If we try to do something on our own, then it will be a failure. And I think that's the general topic which is also expressed by this logo again, you know. Follow Srila Prabhupada, then we are safe. Then we will actually able to fulfill his desires. And of course, within the video, it was a big topic, of course, that Bhaktivinoda had seen the temple already existing. And then Bhaktisiddhanta, you know, started stronger the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and Srila Prabhupada has given the instruction to build it. So we could see again, it's the parampara. We have been requested, and actually, the video is very nice. It was strongly touching again the hearts of the leaders. And but last but not least, Ambarish said afterwards, you know, the temple is already there because Bhaktivinoda has seen it. We can just be the instrument now to build it really. And the question is only one, who gets the credit for this construction? And he said, it's no question, we want to get the credits. So it was clear that the Prabhupada disciples still, they want to get the credits that actually the temple is erected. And as we heard from Ananda Rupa Prabhu yesterday during class, they plan to inaugurate it for 2016. They have been showing in this video some animations where we could see actually the altar from the parampara, what Ananda Rupa has said yesterday, then the Panchatattva, Radha Madhava, Astasakis, and the separate temple for Nishringadev. And just when you stand there now in front of this temple, it's such incredible height. It's for the moment at the level, I would say, at the Samadhi. And Harisori Prabhu told us that it's one third of the final size, you know, because it's this big dome on top, which will have many levels compared to downstairs. And they say they plan at the end of this year to finish the raw construction of the whole building. So The topic was, of course, from many sides, from many aspects, but the main thing is follow Srila Prabhupada. It's so exciting to see this temple growing. Even if it was the full night, this noise, somehow it felt like a transcendental noise, you know. And in addition, my thoughts, of course, are that we all know when Japancha Tattva has been installed, many devotees said, you know, once they are there, the whole movement will be pushed again. And I think the same result will be even stronger once the temple is there. So this will have a big impact on the movement worldwide. Another topic I would like to come a little bit more into details, or explain a little bit more into details, was Srila Prabhupada's position. Antaprabhu Prabhu was at Bhaktisharu, or he had been at all of them. I was only at the presentation of Ravindra Swarup. He had made a number of research. Mainly, he said, on Bhaktivikas Swami's book about Bhakti Siddhanta, then about the publications in the Harmonist, and he came up with a number of outcomes, conclusions. He will write a book about it or a paper about it, but for the moment he has given us a presentation on his conclusions. What he finally told us, of course, what we know, but maybe not in details, that Bhaktisiddhanta, of course, was such a powerful preacher, that in his lifetime, you know, he established Chaitanya Math in Mayapur as the center of all his preaching activities, and then all the other temples had been called Gaudiya Math, and he erected the 64 temples. And he had actually foreseen the whole organization of spreading the movement worldwide, and he tried to set it up, also his sannyasis, in this way. And he has written with another devotee, I have forgotten the name actually, Sanyal, a number of articles, and he said that they published under the name of the others' articles. So Sanyal was writing for Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktisiddhanta was writing for him, and they have had such a strong relation. And they have been publishing a number of articles on Gaudiya Math, and in there the whole setup is defined about the GBC, but also the term founder Acharya is actually used there the first time. And as far as I understood, Bhaktisiddhanta, he did not use this title, but Srila Prabhupada later on took it off, and we know now that this is from Bhaktisiddhanta's topic. And also, on the other hand, he explained us that Srila Prabhupada just followed the instructions and the setup Bhaktisiddhanta has foreseen. As an example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wanted, of course, to start to spread this movement worldwide. He has made the preparations. So he wrote a book and he sent it out to many universities in the world, and devotees can still find the book. Before Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj had sent his two sannyasis to London, he also wrote a book, actually by Sanjal. It's under his name published. It's called Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And this was actually that the message would be valued, means the devotees would be accepted by academia and high level people. So they have taken this book to London when they went there. And we can see that Srila Prabhupada has done the same. Before he left for New York, he has written three books. And the main thing he has brought with him, of course, was the faith in Krishna and the holy name, but actually the books. And it was again what Srila Prabhupada has done. He followed, in fact, his Guru Maharaj. And what Ravindra Swarup also said there, that he could understand how Srila Prabhupada was so displeased by his godbrothers because they did not follow actually Bhaktisiddhanta's instructions. And he said that we can just see how strong the mercy of the Parampara is, as they have not been following Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's instructions and setting up a GBC instead of trying to find an acharya or define an acharya. Within 6 months, the whole organization was just falling apart. And he emphasized this so strongly that, of course, you know, following Srila Prabhupada, following the parampara, then the mercy is there, then we can be successful. If we do it on our own, it will be of no use. And this was also a discussion related to the slogan we always use: "You show me your love, the way you cooperate." But some senior devotees said, "Yeah, but we have taken out a good part of Srila Prabhupada's actual instructions." He said, "You show me your love, the way you cooperate, to maintain this movement or to maintain this organization." So it's not to cooperate in a topic we are just bringing up our own. It's actually to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. So I think this is a very important topic. We could see again the urgency of the Prabhupada disciples, as I said before, to bring Srila Prabhupada's house in order before they leave. And I think that's an important topic, Srila Prabhupada's position for the future, for the 10,000 years to come, that it's clear. He's the founder of Acharya and he has given all the instructions. We can find all his instructions in his books. And our duty is just to follow him. My conclusion was during the meetings that ISKCON is not the same anymore after these meetings. Because all the leaders have been so inspired by all these presentations, by the lectures, by the association with the senior devotees. It had a big impact, at least to the ones I have spoken. And actually the strategic planning team, they made 20 videos, they interviewed 20 devotees and have shown this video and given every GBC member a disc, actually, with all these interviews. And the message was, of course, what is the feedback, what is the experience of the different leaders. And what you could hear is this strong feeling: we are again a unity. You know, we have been for years out there, maybe not so much in contact with each other. Everybody is struggling, as it's the normal happening in the material world. But somehow this gathering and all this information, whatever, created a strong bond, a strong unity among all the leaders. And a strong inspiration. And we all know we can do a service, but if we are somehow feeling that we are in a successful movement, we are striving for something which is valued, then we can unlock much more energy. And I think this will have a big impact, on ISKCON in the future. And I think it will be in the history, find a place, this organization, that the first time again the leaders came all together. I think the message also among the leaders was: we are a successful movement. We should know that, but especially in the West, we have been struggling for many years on so many topics. From child abuse to, of course, fall down of gurus, abusing funds, so many things. And somehow we lost it a little bit in the West, but I think it was mainly a big encouragement for the leaders in the West that actually we are a successful movement, we have so much potential, there is so much to do. We really can unlock our, if you can unlock our full energies, we can be much more of value in the service of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, what I underlined 3-4 times already: following Srila Prabhupada, following the parampara, that gives us the mercy. And the summary was that the strategic planning team was planning to repeat this ISKCON Leadership Sangha every 3 years. So after all this experience, they decided to do it every 2 years. And the GBC members decided that the goal for the next one in 2 years would be to double the participants. So instead of 350 to 400 leaders, to have 700-800 devotees present, and to even make the movement much stronger. So overall, a very pleasant experience. lot of very valuable information, and as I said, it will have a big impact on our movement. And if you hear anybody criticizing the GBC or our movement, please be reminded of this information I have been trying to hand over to you, and tell them that there are so many things, so many topics the GBC and the strategic planning team and many devotees leaders are working on. It will have an impact on ISKCON, that's absolutely clear. We all know that we are an organization which is slow because we have not staff members in big numbers. We are always lacking resources. We have so many topics on our day-to-day service, especially the GBC members. So it takes time to change this big ship, but it's no question that it will be done, and future looks bright. I would first ask Ananda Rupa maybe to give some additional comments, experiences from your side before we open for questions and answers. Would you like to add something from your side?
Yes, so that was my suggestion would be that all of you should try to be in the 2014, try to get your name in so you can be there. We can talk all about it. A couple things, I keep on thinking about Prabhupada. Prabhupada's vision was so vast and so powerful. They said when they came to Mayapur, they had the land, and they built this small hut that we know for Prabhupada in the Bhajan Kutir. Harishwar Prabhu was saying that he asked the Malkrishna Maharaj to prepare a sign, go to the city and get a sign made. It says ISKCON, you know, and underneath he had put down there worldwide headquarters. So I mean, it was just a rice field, but he knew, he has so much faith, he knew it was going to be world, and he said it was very comical because the Malkrishna Maharaj was looking at Prabhupada and he has put down worldwide headquarters. And you can see that's happening now. And so we have to believe, and like he's saying is that whatever Prabhupada said, he knew. I mean, he was Trikal Darshi, and then we just have to follow. We just have to follow. That was, I mean, my big realization, that we have no choice. I mean, we do all this speculation, you know, it could be like this, look at that. And even the GBC is now, there was a time when GBC was, you can say, a little bit, and they admitted that they were a little confused. But even they're seeing it, that we have really no choice, or the best choice is to follow Srila Prabhupada. So, and the other thing is, it was not all about management, like I said. There's a whole committee on arts called Vande. And they're trying to organize, and come up with a website and resource for plays and for theater and for all those things. Bhakti Marg Maharaj is heading that committee. A very wonderful committee. The one on devotee care, a lot of emphasis. Badinaran Prabhu, he mentioned that GBC has approved, otherwise there'll be one sort of ashram for senior devotees who have no place to go in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, and also in different parts of the world. So they're already working on that, and they're instructing all the big temples to start planning and start saving funds for devotees who have dedicated their lives to the movement and have no place to go. So, and that is happening in a very big way that you'll see. So it really, like Prabhu said here, Jagadish Prabhu, it really brought back the confidence that we are part of the right movement. We really are. If there's any movement, and now you can see, Prabhupada used to say that my movement will be for, you know, we'll have his books, the law books for the next 10,000 years. And you can see that, in this meeting that that how true that is, that we're doing all the right things. We're finally doing all the right things, and we should all be sort of really proud in a good way that we're part of this historical, you know, movement.
Yeah, first of all, what we just heard, you know, Srila Prabhupada was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread his movement. He was a pure devotee. He knew past, present and future. Srila Prabhupada has for sure given the right instructions how to go forward, you know. And as I emphasized so many times, if we do it and try to follow it, then we have the mercy of the full parampara, and then we will be successful. Even if success on the spiritual level is not success or success on the spiritual level, it's no difference. It's our endeavor and our trying to do something for Srila Prabhupada and for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is finally the topic, you know. But it's clear, you know, if we follow, then something will happen and we will actually spread the movement, you know. So I think this is the basic fundament. The topic what you say, of course, is absolutely correct. You know, everybody claims to follow Srila Prabhupada, and if you see these websites, you know, they are all referring to Srila Prabhupada. And I think, of course, what we have made in this time, the last 40 years. That we just take somewhere a sentence of Srila Prabhupada and say, Srila Prabhupada said, that's it, you know. And we all know that Srila Prabhupada was so related to time, place and circumstances. So whatever we take out, we have to put into a bigger picture. To really see what Srila Prabhupada meant in general, you know. Was this for a special topic, a special circumstance, and just for one devotee? Was it a more global, whatever instruction? And I can see that what Vishnumurti is doing with Manipedia is so excellent in this regard. Because if you now have some questions, you go there, you give one word or whatever, one term, and then you have at least all the topics listed with whatever, 2, 3, 4 lines, and you can try to get the essence what Srila Prabhupada wanted to say. Yeah? So I think it's a very important tool. As an example, when I left, they have given me a gift that they collected all about New Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada's instructions on New Vrindavan together. And I'm often going there to see what Srila Prabhupada really said about New Vrindavan. Yeah? So I think it's clear that everybody claims, but we have to open our vision and to really find out what Srila Prabhupada meant overall. At the same time, also understand that Srila Prabhupada was very practical. If he had said something for the time he was here, it does not mean that it has to be the same all the time. And we can see also in the past that we had some, and still now, very powerful preachers, if you see Bhaktivedanta Swami, you know, the way he preached was not the way Prabhupada preached, but he preached, he adapted his preaching to his audiences, and he was so successful. Yeah? And I heard once Ramabhadra Swami saying, you know, we have Bhaktivedanta Swami on the right side, very successful preacher, makes many disciples, and these disciples are contributing to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. We have Bhaktivedanta Swami on the other side. He was completely out of the normal way to preach. He has many disciples, very serious disciples. They spread the movement. So we have to understand that our movement is so wide, and therefore Srila Prabhupada requested the GBCs to speak every year or meet about unity and diversity, you know. And it's good, because not everybody has the same mood. We cannot reach everybody in this world with the same message, with the same formula. We need different approaches to different groups. Huh? And I see that overall, of course, we have to try to understand properly Srila Prabhupada. We just heard from the other day, or Shyamananda Prabhu somewhere said that he was reading this paper about Advaita Acharya. Does Advaita Acharya has a beard or no beard? Bhaktisiddhanta said Advaita Acharya has no beard. Srila Prabhupada said Advaita Acharya has a beard, you know. And he said, when he read this paper, which is in fact on Dandavats, he felt, oh, we are such a mature movement. How the whole topic was approached. At the end it was clear we follow Srila Prabhupada, but about the whole setup of the paper and the whole topic was approached, that he felt such a secure movement. Before I come to you, just want something to mention I forgot before. The GBC, by the way, has presented a website for themselves. It's called gbc.iscon.org, and there you can find all the related information to their service. All the GBC members are listed, all the resolutions you can see from 75 on, many other information, papers from the Shastric Advisory Council, many things. So it's worth to go there and visit it. Ananta Rupa, please. Any other questions? Prantaraj Shikha Bhagavan Kim Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, just the last information. There is a Facebook page on ISKCON Leadership Sangha. If you want to have more information, wonderful pictures, please go there. Thank you, Hare Krishna.